From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit outside Paris. World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
President Obama. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. The force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Carter testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Carter said the deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of the U.S. Africa Command, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. This is VOA News. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the Syrian province of Homs. The organization said the bombings have killed 7 people and wounded 47. 16 Lebanese soldiers held by the Jabhat al-Nusra militant group were set free Tuesday after a last-minute glitch that delayed their release by 48 hours was resolved. Edward Uranian reports the Lebanese government set free 13 prisoners in exchange for the soldiers.
Top Lebanese officials and families celebrated the release of their loved ones amid an outpouring of emotion at the government palace in central Beirut. Prime Minister Tamam Salam said he welcomed the end of the hostage crisis that had racked Lebanon for nearly 16 months. He says he and his colleagues who have worked to resolve this crisis welcome Lebanon's sons back after the trials they and their families have endured. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region.
We agreed to sustain the presence of our Resolute Support mission, including in the regions of Afghanistan, during 2016.
Stoltenberg announced the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed the decision. An explosion near a commuter rail station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday wounded at least 5 people and brought the transportation system to a halt. A local official in Istanbul said that the explosion near the city's Bayram Pasa station was caused by a pipe bomb. There was no claim of responsibility. The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. The figure is included in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. The newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city, Juneau, was found dead at his home. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Police released few details on the death of 70-year-old Stephen Gregg Fisk and called rumors of an assault speculation. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday his country can do more to prevent deadly gun violence. The president's comments come in the wake of last week's attack on a Colorado abortion clinic. Mr. Obama said this just doesn't happen in other countries. The U.S. leader has repeatedly called for tougher gun regulations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.